structural attitude now true, but there's a way of building the roads which makes it a lot safer, more light, etc. But yeah, 49 is just too many to start the year. We are deploying more resources that would be helpful. But then it comes on to whether we are also ensuring that people who have driver's license truly go through the training that is required for that. So some vigilance from DVLA is going to be required.
Observe and anticipate other road users and use your mirrors regularly. That's for our Arrive Alive campaign. And in 4 days, lovers will be serenaded by love music duo Kwabena Kwabena and Becca. Not just that, you'll also get to wine and dine. And a night stay at the Plush Labadi Beach Hotel, plus breakfast on the beach with your Valentine. That's what you get when you buy a 700 or 2,000 Ghana Cedi ticket from the front desk of Joy FM. Whilst you prepare, the Love Poem Challenge is getting keener. And guess who was joined? Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta.
Amazingly, we got married on February 14th, 1993, and so it's a very special day for us. I don't know how I can capture it, but I just can't see a life without Angie, and it's difficult with the type of work I have, but I think she's just shown immense strength and support that I truly, truly treasure. 5 times oversubscribed Eurobond. She represents over 10 times oversubscribed. I've been so blessed.
Charlie, we shall become an oversubscribed bond. What's trending on social media?
All right, so people are talking about hashtag Valentine breakup line in order to save money so that they don't have to spend on their Valentines. And Nsawa Michael says, I told you to wait for me at your place and you're standing at your junction. You don't respect me there. We are done. Hashtag Valentine breakup line. This one is from Mr. Serum, who says, why didn't you knock before entering the bathroom? My ancestors could have been bathing. You don't respect traditions, eh? It's over. Hashtag Valentine breakup line. And last one is one godfather who says, honey, I miss you. You call me honey, meaning my mom is a bee and my whole family is full of insects. It's over between us. Hashtag Valentine breakup line.
I respect all your rules. Valentine's Day just around the corner. Labadi Beach Hotel is where we're all going. And that's it for the midday news. I am Meme Fapo. There's more news when you log on to myjoyonline.com. Do have a great working week.
What kind of phone is this? Hey, Joe, enjoy the coloring toy. I'll be running you. Ah, chance not for you. Go be upgraded. Shesuna dialing. *120*1#. Nabeka MTN Resume level trouble. Hey, Nimu. If we and Nakopim, if we busume in a year, would your Kosuna use with MTN number? No, do more. Now it's me. We need 20,000 iPro 5S phones to move up. Cafe door. But come on, test it. Nothing. Chama Monica. I bet now. I said, Ube Chenu Rintolo. So we'll suck our iPro 5S phone. Hey, MTN Resume level. New year, new phone, new ringtone. We are good together. We're there for you everywhere you go.
It's a new day.
Music, because you know when other people have people to talk to when they are growing up and stuff like that. First of all, I always say that I don't have fans. I have family. I have cyber family. I have people who don't know me, but they are supporting me like they are my family. I have people that are always there to listen to my music, the impact my music has. I think my music is something that everybody can relate to, no matter who you are, if you are grown, you are young, you're a boy, you're a girl. My music is something that if you really want to talk to somebody, tell the person that, hey, you can just send them my song. What's up, guys? It's your favorite girl, Sefa, and I'm here for the music, the fans, and the impact. This is my power of three. Dun, dun, dun.
Three Music Awards, here for the music.
Music. get ready for a Valentine's Day with a difference. The Love Experience. A night of love songs, good food, great company with you and that special someone. Ask no questions. Have no doubts. Just come and wine and dine with live band sessions from the music goddess Becca and the ever smooth Kwabna Kwabna. There'll be karaoke sessions, a special love hunt, and the Knowing Me, Knowing You segment. It promises to be lit with loads of giveaways and surprises. And the best part is, you get to have a cozy night stay at the Plush Labadi Beach Hotel and wake up to the sunrise with breakfast on the beach. Just give us a call on 0540-106466 for reservations. The rate is a cool 2,000 Ghana cedis for couple for the full package, including bed and breakfast, and 700 Ghana cedis for the concert night, which includes food and drink.
To buy your tickets for the Love Experience with Becca and Kwabna Kwabna via Momo, just dial *920*50#. Select the buy ticket option and select option 3 to purchase it.
The Love Experience, the true meaning of love.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Bringing hope to many around the globe. Transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's Word.
Well, I started speaking on learning excellence through pressure, and I couldn't conclude it, so I'm doing part two of learning excellence through pressure. Many of us have come to dislike pressure. Many times people would tell you, don't put yourself under pressure, or no pressure, no stress, take it easy. And there is a place for stress management, and there is a place for not putting ourselves under undue pressure. But pressure has some very positive benefits when it comes to excellence, and that is what we are exploring in this series. I will remind you of where we started off the previous week, which is Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14, where the Apostle Paul is stating his own personal pursuits in life. And I believe that it expresses his mindset and the mindset of Christians. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14, Paul said, "Not that I've already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." I reminded us that twice in that passage, in verse 12 and in verse 14, he uses the word press. In verse 12, he says, "I press on." In verse 14, he says, "I press toward." And I explained that the word press is out of the word we get pressure. In both instances, in the lemma of the Greek, that is the original root word that is used in that passage, the root word is dioko, which means press, pursue, or persecute. It means to suffer hardship under intense pressure. In other words, Paul is saying, for me to move forward, I put myself under intense hardship. It's not just something that occurs very easily. He doesn't press forward because that's a natural thing to do. He presses forward because there is pressure on him to press forward. And we said that pressure moves us out of inertia. We took note of the natural physical laws of Newton that says that in a state of inertia, in a state of where nothing is happening, something or an object is going to be at rest, or if it is moving, is going to remain at the same pace unless something forces it. And that which forces it is what I am calling pressure. If you want to move from where you are to where God wants you to be, you need pressure. Something must move you. Either you move yourself or you must be smacked to move. Because sometimes people get stuck in the same place and never move forward. Today, I want to use God's instruction on how light was supposed to be provided for in the tabernacle of Moses as a metaphor for pressure that produces light through us. So turn with me in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 27, and we will read verse number 20. Exodus chapter 27, verse number 20. And it reads, "And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually." Now, on the surface, this instruction is not to human beings because we are not olives. But I'm going to use that as a metaphor to talk about how pressure brings good things out of us. I like the Old King James Version because my regular Bible is the New King James. But the Old King James rendering of the same verse, Exodus chapter 27, verse 20, says, "Thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil, olive beating for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always." Where the New King James uses the word pressed, the Old King James uses the word beating. So pressing requires some beating. So in this instruction, God is showing Israel how to produce light for the tabernacle. Now, you have to understand that there was no electricity when they were building the tabernacle. There was no light as we know them. Light normally came from a lamp, and the lamp was fueled by oil. At that time, we had not discovered fossil oil or crude oil, petroleum as we know them now, so they had to use oil either from animals or from vegetation. So God is telling them how to produce oil, and in the process, he talks about things that are applicable to us. And I want to read that passage again. "You shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil." Everybody say pure oil. And it says the pure oil will be from pressed or beaten grain or olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually. There are four ideas that I want you to take note of in this passage we just read. The first one has to do with the olives. The olive is a raw fruit. It's not light. It doesn't give oil by itself. And I want you to think of yourself as that olive fruit. You are an olive fruit. Self-contained. You look good. You look nice. But something is in you that must come out. And so God says you will start with the olive fruit. And the indication here is the unripe olive fruit. The unripe olive fruit. When the olive fruit is unripe, it is green. When it is ripened, it becomes blackish or black to our eyes. But the olive oil is produced from the green olive fruit, the unripe. It's mature, but unripe. So that's the first thing we look at, the olive fruit. And that's you. The second thing you look at is the word pressed or beating. That is how the fruit releases what is in it. In this process,
The olive fruit is pounded in a mortar, more like how we will pound palm fruit when we want to make palm soup for eating. We cook the palm fruit and we pound it. Now, that is how God says the olive should be treated. You get the olives, you don't cook it, but you pound it, you beat it, you press it, you are crushing it. I don't know about you, but if you were the olive fruit and you were being treated that way, you think the person treating you that way was very cruel, don't you think so? You think, why are you beating me? Why are you breaking my outer covering? Why are you treating me so nastily? It doesn't seem like it is an act of love. But the olive fruit has to be beaten. It has to be pressed. The pounding of the olive fruit is a kind of pressure that is being placed on the fruit. It breaks down the fruit so that something precious can come out of it. So you are the olive fruit. There is something in you you don't even know you have. You think you're just a fruit, but God sees you are oil. And you want to remain fruit. And God says, yeah, it's good to be fruit. People can eat you for dessert. But there's something more precious I need out of you. It's called pure oil. And the only way to get that pure oil out of you is that you must be put under pressure. You must be pressed. You must be beaten. And in the process, it will be as if you are being broken down, you are being destroyed. But out of that process, you will discover what is inside of you. So there is the olive fruit. There is a process that is used to break it down, to release what is in it. And then the third thing I want you to note is the pure oil. The pure oil is the quality that comes out of the fruit. Now, the passage calls it pure oil, and it is intentional. Because this process is not supposed to produce watery oil. The phrase pure oil is oil that does not have sediments or impurities, and oil that does not have water in it. For that to happen, not only will the oil be beaten so that the pulp is received, but it has to be filtered. It has to be filtered. And you know how we do it. You know, those days, the technology they had then is very similar to our technology now. You would probably take the pulp, you put it in a fabric, a can of filtering fabric. It can be organza or something like that. And then you squeeze it. So it has gone through pressure by pounding. It is going through filtration. You squeeze it, and as you squeeze it, the pure oil comes out. Two kinds of pressure. One pounding, one filtering. But both are ensuring that this thing that started as just a simple fruit is going to produce pure oil. If there is pure oil, it means there is impure oil. The quality God wants out of this oil is something that the oil, the fruit itself doesn't even know it has. And that's how God treats us. Many times we have treasure sitting inside of us and we have no clue. It could be a treasure in somebody who lives in a village. Could be a precious ability, whether it's singing or football or whatever ability he has, to be a mathematician, to be an accountant, to be a lawyer, but he's just a villager. For that ability to come out of him, that person is going to be subjected through series of pressure. Some to break down himself as he knows himself and reconstruct him. And some to filter him through a process that eliminates everything that is impure. out of him. And out of that comes pure oil. And then the third, the fourth.